We're back. Listen to Davin's Den filling in for noseless women and burnt vajayjays everywhere in the universe. That's who we're filling in for now.
Is that our designated audience?
The maimed?
I find they're a captive audience.
They can be.
You know what I'm going to do? Because we didn't get to do our... Well, first, I got to tell everybody what music we were listening to on the break. Last break, you were listening to Nina Emilio with her single Savage Love, which was very appropriate.
Very appropriate for the anti-Valentine's Day show.
Yes.
Sure. Followed by Louis Bello, and his single At the Abbey. So you want to learn more, you go to deucemusic.com to learn more about them. So we're going to continue with our Love Fails. I did not get to play the anti-love anthem before because there's curses in it. So I'm trying to find it now so we could do our own. So just talk amongst yourselves for a second.
Right. The anti-love anthem.
I know. It's like, well, you know what? There's so many songs like
should
that.
Just be playing that through all. That should be playing at my house 24/7.
You have that music piped in.
Oh, yeah, love stinks. I should have the band just come in my living room and play it live.
And play every, well,
as Joanne and I fight.
Play every like breakup song.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
So, are things any better?
Yeah.
I found it.
No.
Do you want to start, Joe, or do you want?
You folks can go.
All right. We'll have Pip kick us off. We'll play the background music, and you, if we go through this bit goes long enough, you'll hear the song that I couldn't have on the last segment.
Well, this requires just the tiniest bit of background to explain who this person was. When I was a teenager, my best friend and I would go to guitar lessons. And one of the other people who was taking a lesson at this guy's house was this guy, Tom. And we were all so pathetic on our individual instruments that one of the guitar teachers said, hey, you guys should form a band. So we tried to. And it was the worst.
Did you need a keyboard player?
We actually needed a drummer, but we didn't have one. And
oh, if only you met your husband sooner.
Yeah, well, then this would have been a very different story.
Yeah.
But the thing was that we were all really, really terrible, and we would get together at his house.
You were in McClinton?
Yeah.
That was easy and cheap.
You know what, though? You know, wait, you don't call me that. You didn't know me in high school.
No, you
and,
now.
I worked up to easy and cheap. Thank sure. you. This guy had a really gravelly voice, kind of like the way McClinton sings, so that wasn't appropriate.
Burn of the JJ!
Bite of a nose!
Bit your nose, now I'm going to walk away! I can't do that, my voice is shot.
Yeah,
I've done Bix, I've done Jizz Saga.
I know!
Stupid Lehigh, really? Yeah. Really?
Why don't you just gargle with Drano and have done with
and
your
the funny
voice?
Funny thing is, you say that you have. If it's very inside, folks, but when you say Lehigh, you got to jump.
Did you know I was going to? Because
you're another comic. You have to. You can't be. You. It's impulsive.
Stupid throat is bleeding, and he gives me that red meat.
It's like you know, see, like a lion seeing a zebra. You know, go ahead, you run for it. You know.
But I've already eaten. Nah, still.
Still, it's a zebra. You can't let him run.
And then a dentist shoots me, and it's a whole different story. Yeah, but right. Anyway, go on, Pip.
Well, this guy, he was funny, he was smart, but he was kind of crazy. And he was definitely not, like, boyfriend material.
Is he burning vajayjay material?
No, he was not burning vajayjay material, but it was just, like, this sad thing. Like, we would go over and hang out at his house, and most of it would devolve into, we'd just sit there and listen to records, because we all sucked so badly on guitars. So badly.
Okay.
But, the thing is that at some point, my friend and I said, you know, why are we doing this? This is kind of weird. And I kind of got the feeling that he was starting to like me more than friends, and it was uncomfortable. So we just said, well, we should call him and just say, we're just not going to be a band. We're, you know, thanks, but no thanks. Thanks for playing. And we called him and told him this, and it was horrible. Horrible. He was just hysterical. He was saying that he was going to kill himself. I didn't know what to do with myself. So I
maybe take guitar lessons.
not again. But it was really bad and awkward and awful. And I didn't want to say, oh, yeah, I'm going to go out with you just so that you won't kill yourself. I mean, yeah, that's romantic.
Now, did you guys keep the band together? I think that's the important part.
No, we did not.
So this broke up the band.
Well, yeah, totally.
So you guys didn't break up for musical differences. You broke up for vaginal differences. He was interested in your vagina, and you weren't interested in him being interested in it.
That's right.
So the band broke up due to vaginal differences.
Yeah, due to vaginal differences.
No, it's a shame
yes.
when a band breaks up
yeah,
for that.
I know.
I think that's why Joe left with Clinton.
No, I took it in the ass on that one.
Anal differences.
Anal differences.
And you think with my problems that it would have been anal differences, but no.
So the love fail was?
That I wanted the love to fail. I did not want to be his girlfriend in any way, shape, or form.
Now that happens. You were desirable. That's nice. I don't know if that's a lie. I think he suffered the love fail.
Yeah,
I think somewhere he's saying, I couldn't get Helix? Really? I think that's the love fail.
In the den pen, Lisa's saying, so he's kind of your Yoko Ono. No, no.
No, she was. Yeah, really? You were John Lennon?
Yeah,
really, Lisa?
Right. I was gonna say, that
don't light your vagina on fire.
That was a play I was musically
tell the
talented.
Fans to light their vaginas on fire.
What?
Don't tell the fans to light
their
vaginas on fire.
If they're comparing Pip to John Lennon, we don't need them.
Lisa, stay away from the matches. You don't
deserve
that
girl. Do I have to
come
there and bite your nose? I will.
I dare you to come over this table and bite my nose. Do it right now.
All
right,
well, I mean.
It's all kind of greasy. I have not washed my face all day. Yeah, right? You don't want to bite that. No. So
now you argue my case. Where the hell was that last segment, stupid?
I know. Yeah, it was very awkward because, you know, I don't want to hurt him, but I don't want him to touch me. So I had to try to let him down easy. That didn't apparently work very well. So I got a letter dated February 17th, 1981.
Wow.
Yes.
I thought they were still writing on caves back then.
Well, this is yellow lined notebook paper. And
I believe that's legal pad.
Is a legal pad. I completely forgot I got this letter. Digging around through a box looking for something else entirely, I found
good
this.
Good luck in that in your house.
I know. I'm surprised.
Moving cats and corpses.
Who knew? And by the way,
should have been on a stone tablet.
Yeah, from 1981. Back in the day when people actually wrote letters with pens and everything.
Yeah, I was thinking about that when I was going through stuff. Now we got to search like through emails.
Emails.
And
yeah. I know.
What a bunch of crap this is.
I know.
All right, so let's hear this letter.
Okay. My dearest Pip, abandoning the character by which you...
You know what? I'm going to read this.
Oh, no.
I can't read it because I believe it needs to have a male voice pleading his love for you.
Yeah, I know, but I have to like change names to protect the innocent.
I'll change names.
You will?
Like, he's fucking listening. Like, he's been tracking you this. I mean, Joe, unless I'm wrong, I just feel like it needs, when it starts with Dearest Pip, I feel this needs some action.
But you have to, Dearest Pip.
Yeah.
I love it.
All right, Joe, you read it.
I can't read tonight.
as this is different than any other night?
No, it is. Yeah, I can't. I have a problem reading
you read it.
Tonight.
Just change names, please.
My Dearest Pip, abandoning the character by which you know me, I would like to speak in all sincerity, as opposed to the normal bullshit in which I normally converse with you.
Yes, usually.
This is only minutes.
I'm sorry, he was pretty eloquent until he got to the normal bullshit.
No, I added.
No,
that.
He said
stupid.
That.
Fooled you, didn't I, jackass?
Yeah, but you're ruining a lovely letter.
I have a feeling this isn't going to be lovely.
No, he was a really good writer.
This is only minutes after Shelley's call. Who's Shelley?
That was my friend in high school.
And there is something I want to say to you that can only be said through pain. If I wait too long, I'm afraid I may lose the words.
He's a real ham bone, isn't he?
Yes.
No wonder you got rid of him.
Pip, I love you.
Oh.
Although when I said it before, you thought I was kidding. Huddle-a, huddle-a.
He's not reading the letter right now.
No, the huddle-a, huddle-a is the only part that he added.
I was always serious. Can I say the girl's name again?
Yes. Yeah.
Shelley.
You already screwed up and said it, so
I
go
didn't
ahead.
Say
you
were stupid. I kept you covered. Better than you do. Shut up!
You know, being a witness protection program, they'll find you really quick.
I'm over here.
Yoo-hoo,
killers! Yeah. I'm the one with the cats and crap.
Yoo-hoo, killers! Be careful. Step over the things. You'll hurt yourself with the gun.
You're going right, to twist an ankle.
Yeah.
Well, no. Don't give me shit about this. Don't give me shit about this. I say, are you going to change the names? The first thing he does is, nope, I'm saying what's in front of me.
I changed yours. I'll change the name. I'll change his name.
Actually, his is generic.
So is hers.
Whatever.
Ironically,
I have an aunt, Shelley.
Okay.
Could be my
it
aunt.
It was her.
Could be. Shelley, I thought, was a good friend. And to not see her again would be sad. But to lose you would be tragic. Why did it seem that we did not have much in common? We both sucked at guitar. No, that's not in there.
that we did.
See why it needs my touch?
I understand.
That it did.
We never tried to be together. The hope I had when we met was that, in time, we would have our own memories of each other to share on a radio show.
In about another 35 years segment.
Beat you to it, but we were both there.
Please. Give it a chance. You know me rather well. But now, could we take part? But now, what? You know me rather well. But now, could we take part in your life? There should be a question mark there, and this is worded stupidly. It's like Joe's first draft of a blog 3 years ago. I would enjoy doing anything if I did it with you. Lighting a vagina on fire.
Biting your nose.
Flushing fish.
I think he would like all those things now.
Bleach to the face. Anything.
Yeah. Anything. Yeah. But it would be our tragedies we would share together.
I think you could win this game if you would just stay with me.
Oh, my God.
Should have used this story. You would have won. We got nothing to beat that.
I know.
Finally, I have to beg you to let me see you again. Oh, and send your outside your bushes with a foggy window isn't close enough.
Oh my God! I know his heart was breaking, but that's hilarious.
That's what I do. You should listen to the show sometime.
I should.
When you read this, please hide my name.
Either it doesn't, or he's damn smart and he knew what was going to come. She'll use it somewhere in the future.
When you read this, call me. Don't email. We haven't invented that yet.
It's 20 years away.
It's 1981, you stupid bitch.
When you read this, call me. We'll try to work something out. Maybe a payment plan. Maybe send me some underwear. I don't know. I'm flexible.
What's his number? You know, is it? We'll call him now. Look, we're just getting around to shit here, but
we want to know.
It's John
Bolton McCarthy.
Oh, my God.
I need us. What? I need us to.
Wrong to. He's not such a good writer you thought.
I need us to. You are the only person I ever trusted. Not to hurt me. And here you are, reading this on your stupid radio
You beat
show.
Me, you beat
next to the litter box.
That was, we thought he read it. I was almost, I was goofing, but his words were coming out because we thought of that.
All right, I'll give you the assist.
Don't destroy that trust. Perhaps you could post it on the Facebook page.
Or read it on your show.
Oh, my God.
Love guy.
Jackie's friend read it on
love guy that has hopefully moved on and doesn't listen. Well, there it was.
Isn't that painful?
Not the way I read it.
No, not the way you read it.
Boy, I read it. It was quite entertaining. I feel bad for the schmo.
Don't I mean, I didn't know what to do with this.
Well, clearly this was not what he had in mind.
Well, no, but I mean, I figured at this point he's not listening, and he's hopefully moved on and has a life.
Now, Joe, on a bi-weekly basis, you generally bring us recent love fails.
Yes, but I'm going to go way back in time.
Whoa. Right.
Going back to somebody who's listening, 1978. Which was a few years before.
Look at Joe, like this is one of the replay shows on the weekends.
Yes, but I had to go back to that. 1978.
Throwback Thursday.
Okay. 1978, I was working in the law office where my mother worked. And
one of the top five legal secretaries in the country at that time.
That is true. Right. Yes. And I was working at... I was working in the law office, and there was this girl that used to work there during the summer as well, this girl, Teresa. And I caught her eye. You know, I liked her. I liked her a lot.
She caught your eye.
Well, she was a very beautiful girl. And I used to look at her, wow, I wonder who she is and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
And we started talking, you know, and I'm like, wow, I think she likes me and stuff like that. So we started writing. We were writing all the time. You know, we were talking. We would eat lunch together at my mom's office once in a while. And then I had to leave to go back. I actually got my old job back because this job wasn't paying.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would still write her and stuff like that. And then one day... My mom brought me over to her house in Baldwin, New York, to hang out a day with her and stuff. And we had a great time and stuff like that. And she was like, 15? I was 16. And I invited her to go see the Charlie Daniels concert with me. And she said she couldn't wait to go. So she was going to get all this stuff together. She said that I got her a cowboy hat and stuff like that.
Huh? I could have lent her one.
Yeah, I know, but you were four. Small.
I probably had one then too, Joe. Okay. I don't know if it fit, but she'll live.
It's way too small.
And I was so excited. She was going to see the Charlie Daniels concert with me, and I couldn't wait. And she was just a very beautiful girl, you know, and I was so excited. And then she just called me and said she couldn't go and never talked to me again.
Maybe she wasn't a fan of Charlie Daniels.
I guess, but never talked to me again.
Maybe
after
she could have taken a C-Zeppelin.
Never said why. Never said why.
Have you run into her since?
No.
And that woman had her vagina burned. So I hope she's happy. Well, see, Joe would have been a better catch.
Well, you know, if you leave Molotov cocktails on the car seat and you invite her in, you know, that's not really nice. Yes.
That's a shame.
And I get a funny feeling on the way home tonight. Tell me this story.
You think Lisa's going to call?
No, that's sad.
It is sad.
Yes.
That you liked. Well,
I was brokenhearted. That really broke my heart because I was so looking forward to go to the show, and you know, I was like, you know, I just was bummed.
All right. Well, a mainstay on this show when we do the Love Fails.
Your crazy girlfriend.
We already did just suck.
But yes, Pip, the crazy girlfriend, which my friends affectionately called Hell.
Uh-oh. Yes.
You know, fortunately, I saved a lot of the documents, and she's been, you know, we're Facebook friends now, and now she's with the jealous guy, so she has to keep on unfriending me and then friending me.
Crazy girl. You don't put up with much. I can't see you putting up with a lot.
Well, this is why I learned not to.
Yeah, this was the training ground.
I used to be much more tolerant.
Yeah.
So, to be fair, I will extend the courtesy to Miss Helix if she would like to read this letter.
Sure.
You got to make it entertaining, though.
Okay. Oh, no pressure.
Now, there's good stuff in here.
Okay.
But we know that this girl's psycho. We have that backstory.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Here you go. Is that fair, Joe?
Yes, it is.
If you can't read it, I'll read it. I know. Because it's got squiggly, girly high school writing.
It does. Dear Davin,
we got to do the date. You got to do the date.
Squiggly girl handwriting. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, Joe.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
3/19/1995.
Okay. Now, we started dating on 8/19/90.
Five years. Huh?
Yeah, so we were together for like 5 years. At this point, when this has taken place, I've had enough of the crap. So I'm trying to move away from her. That is the backstory.
We didn't know each other yet. We met in 97, right?
Because I was in high school, Joe.
Okay.
Dear Davin, sweetie.
Yeah.
I know
what?
I have...
What? That's love, stupid.
No, that should be a gunpoint.
Could be arranged.
What did you say? Anyway, I was speaking. I know I have not written to you in a while.
My ex-girlfriend sounds like a Jewish mother, by the way.
Are you eating well? Are you having fiber?
This is not the voice I envisioned. But go with it.
That was just Anna Stell. What are you doing?
I think I gave her like a good voice.
It's not coming from high school. It's coming from the Mahjong table in Boca. Are you doing?
You were an actress. Let's go, lady. Let's go. Raise your game or I'll do it.
I know I have not written to you in a while.
Whoa!
You got too much wine. She's not Jewish. She's Irish.
But I think this is necessary.
Okay.
All right.
I love you, and I know you gave up on trying to get me back, but now I'm trying. We have not been together in a while, so I think you should give it a chance.
All we are saying... is give her a chance. Sing it, Joe.
All we are saying is give hell a chance.
Go on.
All right. You lied when you said you loved me. If you honestly love me, you would have enough trust to know that we can be better and more mature than before.
All right, stop for a second.
Because
did you lie?
When I say I loved her?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I was with her for 5 years. No, I loved her. All right. She was the first real love.
Okay.
You don't take slaps to the face and keys to the face and punches and kicks if you don't love someone, Joe.
Never had your nose bit off, had lie thrown at you, puss.
Well, I got good lateral movement. When somebody lunges, I'm not there.
neither of us are the same people as each other. No, that's not what that means. Neither of us are the same people that we used to be. Oh, I don't know what this means. I care, and you are a nasty, cocky, arrogant bastard.
That's how you know they want you back, Joe. Yeah. When they name you.
Hold on. Who is that signed by me?
I never.
Love, Joe. No, I care.
That's something I haven't told you.
This is what she's trying to get me back. When you wanted to come onto the show, come back to the show after you left, you go, and not for nothing, you're a cocky, arrogant bastard. That was not in your part of your woo.
No, that was that was in the talk on the way down to the gig in Virginia.
No, that was what led up to that was led up to. Remember, this is part of the woo. This is her trying to get me back.
Right, because that at that point we were settling our differences.
Yeah, yeah.
And now we're like, yeah, okay, I got
remember,
gotcha.
This is her being nice.
Yeah.
I want you back, baby. I care. And you are a nasty, cocky, arrogant bastard. But for some reason, I love you.
You motherfucker.
I don't believe it said that.
I did not mean that. I was in the mood for a relationship. Now I meant forever.
What? Uh-oh.
I did not mean that I was in the mood for a relationship now. I meant forever.
As in, you'll never escape.
Yeah, I know.
You'll be locked in my dungeon. You don't like the ambulance.
Corps.
What?
She was part of the ambulance corps.
Oh, I thought you were. She was calling it. Gonna need an ambulance when she was done with you. Jesus.
No, she was part of the.
Well, there's been so many instances that he gets pissed every time they show up.
You don't like the ambulance, and they are sick of showing.
She's
up.
Okay. All she'll right, walk it off, stupid. Get lost.
Let me say, all right. The EMTs, they're wonderful people, but they all get together and they form their little clique.
Yeah.
And it's like very incestuous. They like try to hit on each other and date each other. So that's why I didn't like the ambulance corps. I like what they do, but they were like. Hitting
on
her.
When you're unwinding intestines off a steering wheel, I guess you get kind of cozy with each other.
Wow.
Well, you get
nothing to add to that.
You get together in the trenches.
What?
You get together in the trenches.
Sure.
When you see, you know, burning vaginas and bit off balls, it's romantic.
Well, when you put it like that.
Yeah, of course. All right. You don't like the ambulance. So what? Neither do I. I just like helping people, and that is mostly the reason I stay there.
Now, hold on there. Why is that mostly the reason? What the hell is the other reason? That should be the only reason you're there.
Well, probably there was some social aspect of it she enjoyed.
She liked the attention.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course. When so, you know, she's coming up to people, I'm going, help! Help! I got a tractor trailer on my leg. Get
it
off,
lady. She's not that helpful.
No.
I mean, not for nothing. Let's be, like, you know, it's not really.
Yeah.
She threatened my best friend at the time, saying, "I'm gonna rip off your long, luscious black hair and shove it down your throat." I remember that threat. That's not somebody who wants to help folks.
Something with a word, with a tinge for words. Long, luscious black hair and shove it down your throat.
You don't forget that.
And who was your best?
She was the best woman at my wedding.
Oh, okay. So she was jealous. I got you. Okay.
The long, luscious black hair. Okay.
You know, you guys both know who.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. God. I don't want just anyone for a relationship. I want one with you. But with you, with your newfound attitude problem, I don't
see. Or as Joe calls it,
happening.
Dabbing as I know him.
Yeah. These were newfound. These are new. I thought this was always traits.
New to her.
Oh, okay.
So I might as well go and find someone else because I don't want to be alone and single for the rest of my life.
Well, make up your mind, stupid. You want to come back? Now you're running like hell. Make up your mind, lady.
It's almost like she's schizophrenic.
Yeah, yeah.
This is my all caps voice. I do not like what you have become, and it is not my fault. Well, if you change your mind, call me.
That should be a damn it all red.
It is. No,
Joe, this is in writing, you know. She didn't have...
I know. But I'm saying in caps, in modern times, it would have been...
Well, you weren't there to coach her, unfortunately, stupid.
Where's the time machine? Going back. Holy shit, I got hair! I want to stay! No, get back in there, you moron. We got a show to finish.
Hold on a second. I have to help her write this horrible letter.
Yeah. Oh, like yours was a work of art.
It was. It was beautiful. I'm going to call him. Remember, I love you. But I don't want to be alone anymore. Love always. Hell.
Yeah, it was.
This is back and forth, and I want to be with you, but not your newfound cocky bastard attitude.
I want the guy that could take a beating. Where's he?
Yeah, where's that guy?
Where's the guy who flinches when I have an itch?
Then she wants to get back.
Placemat. I mean, doormat.
On page, well, she should be like Ann Jackson. I mean, on one moment, you know, she wants to be with him. Next minute, she wants to get rid of him.
Yeah, she's like, I don't want you that you are now. I want the old
she's
you.
She's still on the old ambulance squad there?
No.
And
you sound, hold on, I'm sorry. You seem a little sad, a little down.
No, I'm not down at all.
You seem a little, you know, seem a little out of sorts at this minute.
Yeah, you do.
Do you get a little emotional there?
It hurts.
Oh, you poor thing.
I only want you to call me cocky, arrogant bastard, Joe. I don't like when
I'll never let you down.
Well, you do, but not in that regard.
But wait, when you read this.
When I read this?
Yeah, when you first got this and opened it up, what were you thinking?
I'm thinking I'm still not going back. I mean, I was done with her at this point.
You were done.
Because remember, 1995, I've already been in college for a few years. I've already moved. That's what she didn't like about me. Because I'm like, I don't want to be with you anymore.
And I've grown up and I've moved on.
Yes. And okay. She did not like that. Her final push for me was actually when I started dating my wife. She came by my place. Couple weeks after I started dating my wife, so
yeah,
and she wanted because we never during the course of that relationship we never had intercourse. Believe it or not, this is a long time. Of course,
wow.
I wouldn't admit it at the time, you know, in college.
Hey, you were good friends with me though.
I didn't even know socks were.
That's
possible.
A good chizzy.
Thanks.
We got stunches.
That's chazzy.
That's sponge. She sops up the draw. So her final play for me was a couple weeks after I started dating my wife, where she was already seeing somebody. I think she was even engaged to him, but she wanted to lose her virginity to me.
Oh, dear God.
This How can like, you be engaged to somebody? I remember you told us before, but that's crazy.
Well, yeah and I said no.
Yeah, good call.
I mean, you know, if I wanted to go spite cocking. You know, I could have, but I knew this was a special type of crazy. Plus, I like my, you know, girlfriend, wife.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, no, that would come with the poked rubber and baby linking you forever kind of spite cocking. That would be a problem.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're friends now on Facebook. She has unfriended me a couple times. And I'm like, why do you keep doing this? Your boyfriend doesn't want you to talk to me. And she's like, well, it's karma and everything. She's like, she's ready to have like a mature relationship, and she's dating this. I'm like, cause does this guy know I'm married with a kid? I'm not going there.
Wait. This is a mature. She's ready for a mature relationship, but she's dealing with a guy who's so jealous that he's telling her who she can talk to on Facebook. Yeah, that sounds really mature.
Yeah, and this is 20 years after the fact that she's ready for a mature relationship.
Yeah,
I want to say this. Finally, I want to say this about dating me. In retrospect, I'm always much better than I appear in the present.
you know, I think that of our stories...
are we grading them? Are we going to argue the merits?
Yes, we're going to argue the merits of our stories now.
What we do is argue on this show.
No.
Oh, it's a good portion of it.
I think that, you know, Joe got crushed.
Joe did get crushed.
You know,
yeah.
But, you know, it's like Lisa
you did,
said...
You did the crushing.
And I wasn't trying to, but it's horrible on either side.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean, I didn't want to hurt him, but then again, it's like, just because you want to go out doesn't mean that I have to.
Absolutely.
You know?
Mine was just about just pure comedy.
Yours is Hellspawn.
Yeah. I mean, it's very consistent with what we've read from her. The fact that I just like the fact that she's in mid-woo and then it, like, insults
it breaks out into all kinds of insults.
It's like the worst negotiation ploy ever. Unless maybe Trump recommends it. I should read his book. When you're trying to close a deal in the middle of it, when things are going well, insult them.
Yeah.
Call the Chinese a pussy and then close the deal.
Was she trying to nag you?
It was just somebody she should have proofread and going, you know, I should probably leave this out.
Yeah, no, I mean, because, you know, in the chat, Lisa's going, like, dual personality. Like, she's going, I love you so much, I don't want to be alone, but you're a cocky, arrogant bastard.
Well, I think the thing there is I don't want to be alone.
Yeah.
I mean, probably in the back of her mind, she knew that I wasn't coming back.
Yeah.
But she didn't want to be alone. I get that.
But it's like, it's so weird, especially when people are young, yeah. They always think, that'll be the only person who will ever want me ever, and
well,
now I'm going to be alone for life.
That's what love is. Then you realize as you get older, there's a good chance you'll be able to disappoint more people.
Yeah,
that's
you know.
That's what maturity brings.
You but lucky people.
Look at Joe. Joe found somebody that he can currently disappoint. That's nice.
Yeah.
I've been disappointing the same person for 15 years now.
And you've been disappointing me even longer.
I know. That's true.
Yeah, exactly. All
in
right.
a different way.
So that was our love fails. I enjoyed doing that. Let's do some quick scam busters. Not a lot of it tonight.
Yeah.
Do some quick scam busters. Pip, you can come up with the topics. And then before we get into that, I actually want to talk about something else about scam busting.
Okay.
But Pip, you can. What are the topics you have?
Well, I think that the perennial Mr. Davin. Mm-hmm. I think that we have to go with so-called Melvin Santas again, because I think that we sneaked one in last time, and we, there's not a lot of that happening, but she got one in. And we haven't seen it in a while, so this might be an outlier, but I think that Damn It All Red.
Okay.
Hmm.
All right. Let's get to it. I haven't done this in a while. But there's a Facebook site that I and a website too. They actually have that I would caution victims to stay away from.
Oh,
romance scams now.
Oh wow!
And
okay.
I have several reasons for this, and that's why I'm putting it out there. And then we'll do our Ann Jackson. And while I'm doing this, you guys can collect. You can collect the tallies. So they claim they've aided in police arresting scammers in the United States, Canada. And Africa, they don't show any proof of this anywhere online. And it's very hard to actually get arrests. But they claim that. I was told that they asked for money to get these arrests, which is always a red flag. I haven't seen it, but I was told by a source that I trust. So that's always a red flag, because it doesn't cost money
right to
do it. You guys remember the big bad bear, Winnie the Pooh?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's a commenter on this site, and we know he's a fraud, a liar. And a plagiarist. So he's a commenter on that site.
Oh, great.
They claim to be experts. They claim they've been doing this for 20 years. So this was brought to my attention because they were posting on there that these models and porn stars, they're not the ones scamming you. So an anti-scammer who I'm friends with who brought this to my attention said, well, except for Avalos.
Right.
You know, that's the exception to the rule.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, we interviewed her last year, and she's in she's in Miami. No, she's not in Miami. And they say she goes between Miami and Columbia. No. No, I know exactly where she is. So he cites he gives them, like, my link. And then, so I get involved, and they're like, well, no, this isn't proof of anything. And if you go to the Davin's Den, Juliana Avalos thing on there in the extra section, you'll see we have her directly linked to scammers. So one of their things that they say is, oh, well, what happens is these models or whatnot, they become friends with scammers, and the scammers steal their pictures. First of all, Avalos' pictures are all over the place. Yeah. Second of all, I have her sharing a Facebook post from a scammer after her lawsuit was already started and she had left the lawsuit. So she should know better.
Yeah, you'd think.
And they claim that, no, it was the boyfriend who was accused of fraud and there was a police report. They haven't produced the police report that I'm aware of.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that I edited it. They said, well, you know what you should really do is, you know, come back to us when you make a claim to the FBI. I go, you don't know who you're talking to. I did that years ago, and it's on the website.
Yeah.
And then they claim it was edited. No, it wasn't edited. I put the content of the complaint. And what they don't understand is the reason the FBI doesn't respond to me is because I was not an injured party.
Yes.
I did not lose anything.
Right.
So they really don't know anything. They're claiming that they're experts. They're not. They claim that they can't go on allegations because they're like a legitimate site. But keep in mind, the things I had made, the Miami Times, Miami New Times Herald?
Yeah.
The New York Post, mm-hmm. The New York Daily News.
Now, who is this again?
Romance Scams Now. And meanwhile, they post, and this the person who brought this to my attention, brought this to their attention, go, oh, yeah, I understand why you can't have allegations, yet you have all these people of scammers being reported as scammers on your site, and those are nothing but allegations. So, and they didn't answer that.
Yeah.
So this is, you know, these are people claiming to be experts, asking for money, allowing somebody who we know is a fraud on their site, and they banned me.
Of course.
They banned me from their site. Because I was saying slanderous and libel thing. Before they banned me, I said, listen, She knows the truth. Have her sue me. You sue me. I go, because then I have to bring all the evidence I have.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, I have provided evidence that she has scammed people on there. Her herself was. I go, bring it. So they banned me. So I got to say, stay away from romance scams now. They are nothing but trouble.
Sounds like it.
All right, to our game.
All right. So, Joe, how many Mr. Davins?
I'm going to go with one Mr. Davin.
Oh, okay. How many so-called Melvin Santos?
I'm going to go with two.
Two. And Damn It All Red?
I'm going to go with one.
Okay. I say three Mr. Davins, one so-called Melvin Santos, and one Damn It All Red. Lisa said two Mr. Davins, two so-called Melvin Santos, and one Damn It All Red. And Joe's girl says two Mr. Davins, no so-called Melvin Santos, and one Damn It All Red. So that's our tally that we're going with. Tom seems to have stepped away from the mic, so we are going to go with that.
All right, let's get. Now, remember last time we did this, Ann Jackson scammers had been scam-baited.
Yes.
All right, let's continue with this. This is the post by Scam Fairy, who's reporting all this stuff. This is not my work.
Okay.
This is somebody else. This
Scam
is
Fairy?
That's their handle.
Okay.
That's their, I don't know, maybe they're gay, maybe they're not. Maybe they maybe with dust, scams get disappeared. I don't know.
I wasn't judging. I just didn't know if I heard the
name
right.
You judged a little bit, like a halftime show. think you did. All right. So this is from January 6, 2014. That's when this was posted.
Right.
So this is more conversation surfacing with Ann Jackson, a.k.a. Claire Williams. Remember, Claire Williams is another one of Ann's handles. Ann is not her real name.
Yes, I know that. But, okay, I didn't know she was Claire Williams, too. Okay.
So Claire Williams is writing to somebody. Do you know Soldier Code? I do not know U.S. soldiers well. I just make videos. So the person writes, I know soldiers pretty well. Yes. Claire goes, really? And the baiter goes, my father was in the Army. He was a sergeant. Claire goes, Becky want to make sure a real soldier Miller, IC3, told me the real soldier Miller.
What? That's not even... What?
I don't know.
Okay, I don't understand what she just said.
Well, the baiter writes, who's Becky? Claire goes, my friend, she was a victim. Wait, I will show you the conversation between me and IC3. Remember, IC3 is Brown Cotton.
Yeah.
Then they write this. This is Anne writing, Susan told me she has not met Billy. I am not sure. We don't know any of these names yet.
Okay.
IC3 Brown Cotton goes, never! There is nothing like Billy.
There, you know what? Everybody loves Billy. What?
Anne goes, I sent you mail James. Remember, James is Miller.
Okay.
Told me the same thing as Susan said. You can read it now. I have been concerned from the beginning that Billy was a scammer because he kept putting off coming home. I believe he really wanted to, quote, hook her, then he asked for money. Billy is too young for the victim. The pattern is just like James. The victim will not listen to me anymore. I did watch the TV show last night from Dr. Phil. They believe it, and they will feel regret.
Wait. Now, the television show from,
Dr. Phil has done things with scammers and gold bars and all that stuff.
Okay, and so who's going to feel regret? The scammers are going to feel regret?
I guess.
I'm not sure. Okay.
You never can tell. Brown Cotton goes, you see, Miller told you the right thing. Ann goes, you should understand how victims think when you are a victim, and then some woman told me it is hard, but they will feel regret for what they believe I am trying. This is worse than usual.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, really.
I mean,
this is hard to follow.
Yeah, it's like her English is completely broken down.
So she still continues with Brown Cotton. Magic, I see, I know that one internet phone number, USA land. Oh my God, Magic Jack. Now here, it seems like she realizes that they use Magic Jack to make numbers appear from where they're not. It seems like she
understands. Oh, because you could just transport the thing around and...
No, Magic Jack, like you could say you're calling from Dayton or whatever, I believe. Brown Cotton goes, yes. Ann goes, that pager used that number to cheat me on. This is why I never pick up the phone call. So apparently there's a phone call. Remember, Pedro Simpson was one of her scammers that killed her friend Jimmy Jones?
Yeah.
Brown goes, yes. Ann goes, what do you want to do now? The victim blocks me out.
Oh.
Brown Cotton goes, the victim is a dead woman.
What?
Which is something the FBI would say.
Yeah. I mean, he's threatening her?
I don't know. Ann goes, I think so. Brown Cotton goes, she has blocked everyone out. Yeah, because she's had enough of your shenanigans, you assholes.
She's finally wised up and said, this isn't for real.
Yeah. So then another conversation. Anne to Brown Cotton. Yeah, I'm doing it now. I cannot reach it. Brown Cotton goes, she disconnected it. Anne goes, yes, true. I think they're talking about a phone number. I don't know.
It sounds like it, yeah.
Brown Cotton goes, she is highly in love with a big scammer now.
Okay.
Anne goes, I never call her. She does not have my phone number. Brown Cotton goes, and she has also convinced her sister.
Oh, great. So she's pulled her sister into this shenanigans, whoever the...
I don't know.
The victim is?
Anne goes, oh, my God, this is why her sister is really stupid.
You're one to talk.
Brown Cotton goes, yes.
Yes.
We found the reason. We didn't need
why.
Dr. Carson to do brain surgery.
We know. This is why she's stupid.
Anne goes, Susan told me it is never her fault. Billy is in 40s, according to what Susan said. That is lie. Brown Cotton goes, fake, nothing like Billy, nothing like son. It is all scammers using magic deck numbers.
Okay.
Okay. Anne goes, so maybe they blocked me out last night after I called Nicole stupid. Well, she's still up there all
trip. It's like a show meeting? It's like the minutes of a show meeting.
It is.
Well, at least the introductions.
Why'd you do that, stupid? Well, because that's stupid. You're stupid.
I see your point. Acknowledged.
Were there pickles?
Wasn't that type of meeting. Where was I? Are you guys distracting me with comedy?
Lisa said, if that is... Lisa
says,
if that is...
call me something, say it on mic. I have the balls to say it on mic.
Right.
Would you like to get a woman from the audience so you're not actually calling me asshole? Just repeating what she's saying.
Asshole!
Okay, well, it wasn't Joe calling me asshole. It was Joe just repeating me being called an asshole. That's fine, Joe. Thank you.
Lisa says, if that isn't the pot calling the kettle black. Or calling people stupid.
So maybe they blocked me out last night after I called Nicole stupid. Brown Cotton goes, yes. So Anne goes, so I cannot get in touch with her anymore. Forget about her. She will commit suicide in the future. Or you must arrest Billy. That is the evidence show the criminal face. I really do not know why you never exposed the criminal news. This is why, I think she means no one believes in me. Do not tell me. I don't know what's here, but I just know she don't care about suicide. And she's frustrated that Brown Cotton... is not exposing this.
Yes.
Because, hey, Anne saying, hey, I stick my neck out for you, and you don't come forward with this.
Yeah.
Which, in reality, if this was legitimate, which it's not,
right.
The FBI isn't going to be blowing this all out there if they're working on cases in progress.
Yeah, no, they don't.
Yeah. Brown Cotton goes, yes. Anne goes, I am not a detective. James is wrong. Well, I mean, I think we would agree with that statement.
Yes, absolutely.
She is no detective.
She's no detective.
And James is most certainly wrong.
Yes.
Brown Cotton goes, but we need her cooperation. Why is James wrong? Because he's a scammer. No. Brown goes, she falls for the scammer. Why he must make a video telling the people that is not him? I did people say I have James. I got threats everywhere. God damn, we could use English help.
She's not exactly hooked on phonics, is she?
No.
No.
Brown Cotton goes, if you have James, what is their problem? Anne goes, I do not mean this James should tell the truth. Fucking Jeffrey Miller. I think she's acknowledging the real soldier here. And that the James is the fake soldier. Because I think the real guy is Jeffrey Miller. So Jeffrey Miller put out saying that this is not me.
Oh, my God.
I think that's what she's saying here.
So that's bizarre.
Yeah. And Brown Cotton agrees. Goes, what? Anne goes, everyone is tracing me, victims and hunters. I am not Miller. So I guess she thinks everybody's saying that she's Miller. Brown Cotton, very understanding, says, okay.
They don't care.
No.
They don't care.
Anne goes, he must make a video for himself. I want to withdraw everything. Victims fall for him. So Brown Cotton goes, give them Miller's address if you know you want them to speak with Miller. And then, of course, gives the fake Miller, James Miller, which is not the real guy.
Okay.
So Anne goes, this is the truth about Jeffrey Miller. And the victim goes, how do you know Jeffrey Miller is alive? Anne goes, IC3 told me you know soldiers well, so you can ask him some questions to make sure of it. He is doing the arrest of scammers now and working at UN. This is what I know from the source of IC3. I do not know soldiers well, and he was mad at me because of the scam. I told him that his photos are being abused everywhere. This is what IC3 told me. Now, I think this is the first time we're Anne admits she don't know shit.
Yeah. No, she's saying he was mad at me. Does she mean Jeffrey was mad?
Maybe. This is very hard to follow.
It is. Mm. It is. Well, that's why.
Which does not make for great radio.
Well, that's why I was wondering, because she's saying he was mad at me, and it seems like, why would Brown Cotton be mad at her for being confused, but this Jeffrey is mad because he knows that his image is being used to scam people, so she's probably coming off as badly as she does here, and he thought, oh, God, I'm talking to one of the scammers.
I don't know.
I just made all that up.
Anne is clear. It was a valiant effort. I appreciate it. You can make sure of this. Anne goes, you can make sure of this about Miller. He is American. I am not, so you can know the real Miller. I gave you the mail address from IC3. The victim goes, I don't want it, Emmy. Anne, as Claire goes, it is okay. The victim goes, I think this is a bait, though. I don't think it's a real. I don't know if it's a real victim or a bait. Everything I know about Jeffrey Miller is that it is a scam. So she knows, this person knows that Jeffrey Miller is the real guy.
Okay.
Anne goes, I just told him one victim blocked me out. The victim goes, why would you have me contact a scammer?
Oh.
Anne goes, I do not. I do not come online. I'm busy. Just one victim sent money to the scammer. She paid U.S. $60,000. It makes me piss off.
Never makes Joe piss off. He's here every week.
So you're leaving then, Anne?
It makes me piss off. I tried to stop her, but I could not. Then I do not want the victim's advice anymore. I am mad at Miller because he must tell the victims that all... Excuse me, I'm sorry. That all the photos are not him. This is what I insisted.
Okay.
I think she's confused between James and Jeffrey. Jeffrey's the real guy. James is the guy that's been scamming her.
Yeah.
So the victim goes, have you spoken face-to-face with Jeffrey Miller? So now we're trying to do a little research here.
Yeah.
And goes, he sent me the photos. He told me the details about the photos. This is why I do not want to talk about this, because many victims fall for his photos. I do not fall for romance scam. I told IC3 man to tell him to make a video for himself, then done to show the truth. So it almost seems like Anne talked to the real Jeffrey Miller.
Yeah, and she's saying that I don't fall for the romance scams.
But
we've seen that she did. She appeared to be in love with somebody.
Somebody pretending to be Jeffrey Miller, James Miller.
Yeah.
So the victim goes, and I don't think this is a victim, but I'm just saying that.
Lisa said the real soldier, Jeffrey Miller, did an Oprah show in early 2000. He knows.
Okay. So then thank you, Lisa.
Mm. Yeah.
So then this is what it's about. So I forgive you for siding with the burnt vagina.
So and if you didn't hear the beginning of the show, that makes absolutely no sense.
No, it always makes sense. So the victim goes, photos mean nothing, and you know that as well as I do. That's how they scam people, by stealing photos. How do you know it's him? And goes, I just told you he should make a video. The victim goes, how do you really know? Who would believe it? And goes, same as what I think. Amazon being called on the carpet here.
Yeah.
The victim goes, his picture's all over the internet with 100 different names. And goes, yes, this is why I told IC3 he must make a video for himself. I told IC3, not Miller. So I think she's saying, well, Miller might be fake. But Brown Cotton's still real.
Oh, God.
I mean, that's what I'm getting out of this.
Yeah, I'm a little confused.
Yeah, this is a very confusing segment. The victim goes, then who has that email address? Anne goes, IC3. The victim goes, I don't believe it's Miller. It's not.
Yeah.
Anne goes, I do not send any mail to this one either. Becky will make sure of it. So the victim goes, then why should I? And Anne goes, I just told you. The victim goes, why would I put myself at any risk? That doesn't make sense. And Anne goes, I got this from IC3. Anne's getting called onto the carpet.
Yeah, and she's going, I got it from IC3. Yeah, Brown Cotton.
Right, who she thinks is real
yeah.
and is trying to push her. Well, he's for real.
Yeah, and this person is being like, how should I know if this is real?
Right. So the victim goes, I can't understand why you give it to me and then tell me to talk to him. Anne goes, I just insulted IC3.
I just insulted them?
That could be any day.
I think she means I just consulted them.
Ha! Yeah, I think you're right.
Right?
No. This is Anne. I'm pretty sure she meant insulted.
Well, because she does. Because
she's taking on incoming. She's taking on flack.
Yeah. Well, she really does love to insult IC3, by the way.
I've been the victim of that.
Yes.
The victim goes, I don't have anything to say to a scammer. And goes, IC3, then I do not contact IC3 for a long time because I've been so busy job hunting, making videos. I just told IC3 that Miller must make a video for himself because there are many victims. And the victim goes, I don't see how that would help anything. Who would believe it's really him? She's kind of sticking to her guns there.
Yeah. It's like, only you would, Anne. You dump. She's just not
Anne goes, incredible. This is what I told IC3. Did you read it? I told IC3 that no one will believe it. If he does not want to make a video for himself, this is why I never contact IC3 anymore. I am pissed off. That is what I want to say. Woman goes, I did read it. Anne goes, I even tried to stop a victim. She blocked me out. She sent $60,000. How? The victim goes, I've tried to stop many myself. Anne goes, it makes me sad. So much money. Anne goes, it's too much money, and scammers, hackers, thieves, whatever else you want to call them, must be stopped. God help them. I want God help them when I find them. Anne goes, sometimes victims do not listen. They paid. How can we do it? I just told what happened.
Sometimes victims don't listen. How many times has he set her straight on what's really going on?
And I'm glad you picked that up.
Yeah.
The victim goes, no, they won't always listen, but that doesn't stop me from hunting down the scum.
Good.
So then somebody is writing in on what is being written here. This is a commentator, I believe.
Okay.
I have to disagree, Frumpy.
How dare you, sir?
He's got a lot to say about a lot of things, huh?
Yeah, Frumpy.
Maybe they were talking about Beyonce during the halftime show.
She's Frumpy. She's center stage in the middle of the Super Bowl with like the most watched event of the year. She's
really let herself go. Those aren't fishnets. Those are whale nets.
Oh!
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, yeah.
I did.
Oh, no, he didn't.
No, I don't think she's Frumpy. Anyway, so this person goes, she's very special because she pretends to be a real anti-scammer, has her own own legitimate blog where she posts scammers, has a YouTube channel with anti-scam videos, and thousands of views. This is not your typical recovery scam. She's an ex-victim who turned into a dangerous mule and conducts a very active anti-scam activity on the Facebook and on YouTube.
No, this person is talking about Anne.
And when he mentions mule, does he mean that she's working with them?
Yeah, to handling money for them. Mm-hmm. And leading people to them.
Yeah.
She gets in contact with the victims who trust her through her pages and gives their contact to scammers. This is all true, by the way.
Yeah, that's what she's done.
This is the first case that I know of where one of our, quote, colleagues turned out to be a scammer. So, all right.
Wow, so he's giving it to her.
But he's coming up with the same conclusions we've been discussing for a while, so I don't,
I just want to put another perspective out there.
This is very
hard reading. I understand that.
Yeah.
This is not our typical stuff because we don't know who's saying what, but
I
think it's worthy.
Well, that's why we have to stop here every once in a while and try to get it straight, because I'm sure that, the listening audience is sometimes going, I need a scorecard.
The listening audience goes, you know what, more chiz suck. I'm right here. Oh, chizzy.
Jizzy, you're so fine. You're so fine. You blow my mind.
Hey Jizzy.
No, I don't believe it was Jizzy. Mine you were looking for. I was believe blow your load. I think blow your load.
You blow your load. Hey Jizzy.
Oh, I wish I was handy with video.
Why?
To do a video like that.
We can make it happen.
I don't know how to do that.
We're going to have to blow around certain parts.
Nah,
nobody wants to see that, Joe. Yeah. Nobody wants to see the end of that video. Jizzsock saturated you sleeping.
As the video fades out.
Oh, Jizzy, what a pity, you don't understand. You take me by the heart when I take it by the hand.
Jizzy, what a pity. Well, you put me in a sock when you usually use your hand.
Well, there's several verses. You guys could switch it up anyway. You see
yeah,
fit.
It was amazing.
Very good, nice collaborative effort. You guys are very talented. Don't ask Pip to play guitar. He won't get any fun.
You'll end up in falling in love with me, and I will reject you out of hand.
Oh, dearest Pip. You took my heart and soul as we were writing the Chiz Sock song. Your words about sperm going into a cotton garment was so natural and fine.
See, I say them all. Mm. And then you will turn gay, unbeknownst to yourself. Yeah. Well, I'm still the game maker, damn it.
Yeah. Anyway.
Making more people gay than Glee.
Funny. Saved her ass on that one. But you're well. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah.
As I sip again.
Swallow like I do. Take it like a champ, stupid.
Shut up.
You're not above it.
Usually you're below it.
That movie hasn't been bought yet, stupid.
By the way, Lisa says, and now I need to delete that song from my iPod.
Funny. Yeah, we ruined that song. Yeah.
We ruined that song for many people.
No, Tony Basil did. All right, let's do a couple more minutes and get the F out of here. Because after jizz, you don't want to say fuck.
How can you fuck?
No, that's right.
So this is on January 4th, and writing to the baiter, I believe. The authorities sometimes do not know how hard for the victims to do funds transfer. This is the same spiel she's given me.
Yeah.
They're just stupid that way. Brown is waiting for your reply. I did tell him the truth. I do know how the victims suffer. When you are fine, please do it faster. The authorities want to arrest your criminals. I will tell the authorities the truth about your friend. He must do it faster.
Do what faster?
I think report it and send the funds.
Okay.
So then this is from a woman to Anne. Try to do it fast. Mr. Brown was being an asshole and wouldn't help us.
Mr. Brown, you're being an asshole.
Mr. Brownhole. and wouldn't help. Remember, because there was the whole surgery thing. And like, well, can we wait? Remember that from last week?
Oh. Mr. Brown, you're such a big fat asshole. Big fat asshole. You don't know the song.
That's Herman. That's Danny Noon. Danny Noon. That was Mrs. Your daughter.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely,
lovely
daughter.
I don't know. Well, yeah.
They can't be, oh, Jizzy, you're so fine. Not all fine.
Nope, nope.
I may call and complain about him and ask for a new detective. One that is willing and nice enough to work with handicapped people.
Oh, dear. What?
What?
What? How would he know that this person is handicapped?
Well, remember, she's going in for surgery.
Okay, but I mean, like, what? So Brown Cotton decided to, like...
Brown Cotton discriminates.
Yes. Yeah, because he's a scammer.
Well, no, I think all money's green. He'll take it.
Yeah, really. Anybody's.
So maybe you do not understand what's going on with this. I did send mail to Brown to tell him the truth. The authority... All right, so this is Anne writing. Maybe you do not understand what's going on with this. I did send mail to Brown to tell him the truth. The authorities are thinking to arrest your scammers fast. This is why. Maybe you never understand how they feel. Some victims also joke with the authorities, and this is why. Please contact Brown, because I did explain everything. Mr. Brown. So Mr. Brown... So this is this woman, Rhonda, writing about her friend, because remember she was writing about her friend who also lost money.
Yeah.
She's writing to Brown. Mr. Brown, what can you do? He lost $100,000. And then Anne writes to this person.
Anne writes back to Rhonda?
I don't know. So then the victim writes, I'm trying to understand what you're not understanding, is my friend is needing some help via Skype.
Yeah.
I can't believe law enforcement in this day and age wouldn't have someone that is able to do this.
especially, you'd be surprised.
Especially for the blind. I like this. Just laying on the bullshit. I like this a lot. If you explained everything, then why hasn't Mr. Brown responded back to this? Or me, saying they would be glad to help my friend, since I've already been in contact with Mr. Brown. This is wasting with all this. How are you related to Mr. Brown? Are you an assistant or something? If so, then why can't you talk with my friend on Skype and get his story and details of his scammer?
Now, this is the baiter that we heard from the other week that was saying that her friend was handicapped.
Yes.
And was trying desperately to get a video chat. And this is the way. Okay.
Yes. Are you an assistant or something? She's trying to establish the link.
Yeah.
If so, then why can't you talk with my friend on Skype to get his story and details of the scammer? I'm getting very frustrated with all these worthless emails back and forth, accomplishing nothing. I want action!
I'm surprised you didn't take Dan Jackson's tactic and go, fuck you! That's coming.
So then Anne writes to the to the woman. I am not his assistant. I am here helping some people. I do not work for authorities. I just asked one friend, Becky, to help your friend. I got her reply today. I know Mr. Brown is busting the scammers, and maybe this is why. See the reply from my friend? And then... All right, Country Pumpkin Chadwick, which we reported before, is not a fan of Anne's.
Country Pumpkin Chadwick.
Yes, I am okay. Just I'm tired. Yes, I can help the woman and her friend. So happy for you landing the new job. God is good. I will be very busy today. Personal details left out. All right. Then Anne writes to the woman, OMG, you are a scammer baiter, assholes. I know the truth from you.
Okay. She's got their number. You're a scammer baiter.
I don't know. This is very hard to read.
Now, these are from the comments on...
No, this is what's been reported.
Okay.
Anne writes to the woman, study hard about law enforcement. You do joke on IC3 and Interpol. This is why you do this to the victims. I think she's calling her out.
Yeah.
And you could post this too, because you joke with IC3. I think Anne's sticking up for the scammers now.
Yeah, she is. She's saying, if you're going to mess around with them, then they're not really going to pay us. They're not going to take us seriously. That's what I'm understanding her to say.
Or maybe she's saying this to Brown, because Brown writes, I don't know. They gave her name to send fees. She said Western Union is far. She said she needs an account.
Right.
This is Brown writing, I guess, to Anne. So I guess Anne was giving them shit.
Yeah, and so... The person who was, that was saying that her friend who's handicapped needs a video chat, and they were also saying, no, I can't use Western Union. How about you just give me an account? And the person was like, no, Western Union. She's like, yeah, well, how about an account?
And then we got real bank information.
Yeah.
Brown goes, they gave her. She said the account does not do international transfer, so she needs another account. They gave her. She said her bank has blocked her out. She is a bastard joker. So Brown Cotton is on to them.
A bastard joker.
A bastard joker. She has no parents, and she thinks she's funny.
So then this is to Mr. Brown from this woman scam baiting them. My bank has locked me out due to too many failed attempts. That one seems to have a limit on international transfers. I can only send... This is a reiteration of what they sent before.
Yeah.
Brown sending this. I can only send $500 or less without providing a signature at a bank branch, which our banks in the States will be closed until the 2nd due to the holiday, but won't do me any good to go, as I'll be admitted for surgery early that day. So I can either send one payment at a time, or can you provide another bank account that I may send one lump sum to? So, or I can send you to you on February 4th, but can you open the case while we wait? Happy New Year. And then she said, forget about it. Brown kind of goes, we have already sent her two accounts. No one, again, we are sorry. Then this is from the baiter. Due to money laundering issues, you're arresting the scammers, but you do not know the rule. Oh, this is Anne responding to Brown Cotton.
Okay.
I'm sorry. This really sucks, Cotton.
Yeah.
This is really hard to read.
Yeah.
It probably makes for lousy radio, but you're doing a good job of interpreting it. Trying. I don't know what these assholes are talking about. They're not assholes. But I'm just frustrated.
Well, there's one.
I'm tired. I'm just tired.
No, wait. There's two. We're talking about Brown Cotton and Anne Jackson. You're saying they're not assholes?
No.
Hello?
So Anne writes, due to money laundering issues, you are arresting the scammers, but you do not know the rule of the bank. I will send mail to her. That was to Brown Cotton from Anne. Brown Cotton goes, we can't help. That is not our rule. She must find a way to send the fees. So Brown Cotton's had enough of this horseshit.
Yeah. He's like, we already sent her two bank accounts, and she's giving us this horseshit about $500 this. I can't go over to there. I need a signature. I don't care.
Should we just stop there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had enough of this for one night.
Yeah. I'll be frank with you. I've been exhausted tonight, so I'm a little sorry. But it's getting late, and I don't think we're giving it the attention it really deserves because there's so many twists and turns. So save it for next week, and we'll pick it up from right there.
It's just really hard.
Yeah, because it sounds like there's. I mean, I've seen email conversations between people, and trying to figure out who's talking to who, especially when there's more than two people talking, it's like, oh, Jesus.
Plus, there's so much bad English in here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So it's not... if you were reading it and it was perfectly written, you'd be able to interpret who's talking to who. But
I think the takeaway from this is that we have either a baiter or a victim calling Anne on the carpet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that's the takeaway in this. And she's like, I don't work with Brown Cotton. It's not me. It's them.
Yeah, but yeah. Then again, now Brown Cotton is annoyed, has figured out that this person's a baiter, and is like really annoyed, and yeah. is like, I'm not, quote unquote, helping this person anymore.
Right. Mm. I can't help you until you send me fees.
Yeah. All of a sudden, everything becomes clear for me when I get money.
Yeah. All right. Let's thank some people for allowing this. Do you want to feel safe? Do you want to know that you or a loved one can protect themselves if they are ever attacked? Of course. We all want that. Zombie
yes.
martial arts. Yes.
Yes.
Zombie Martial Arts is now accepting men and women for personal instruction in hand-to-hand combat and attacks by an assailant with a gun, knife, or any other weapon. Never be a criminal's easy target again. Contact Sensei Russ Ferdico, who's going to be in studio in a couple weeks,
yeah.
today, and learn how to begin protecting yourself and your loved ones immediately. Email him at russferdico@yahoo.com. That's Russ Ferdico, RussFerdico at yahoo.com. With training from Zombie Martial Arts, you can walk with confidence and not walk dead.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscavilla setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. And Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side-Splitting Productions owners Davin of Davin's Den. Dav, I lost the thing. What's the next show coming up?
For Christ's sake, Joe. I don't know.
I have no freaking idea.
I think it's March 18th.
I got it. I saved the farm.
Yeah, how about you copy and paste it, stupid?
I had it.
How about that little bit of technology?
Shut up. I'm doing a read.
Not well. I believe the word you were looking for was butchering a read.
No, I was not butchering the read. I was finding the event that has taken place.
All of a sudden, you stumbling through a story doesn't seem so bad.
Right. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Stupid, Davin of Davin's Den. Next show.
I don't believe the copy says that.
Well, I cut and paste.
Yeah, your own personal notes to me.
No, look, it's underlined and highlighted.
But I'm going
to
stop kidding, because the next show, March 18th, is going to start starring Max DiCelli from Comedy Central. It's going to be a great show. So, experience all the Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, portobellonj.com. Hey, you deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Before we go on, was anybody on the board tonight, or was it a shutout all around?
No, it was a shutout all around.
Yeah, sorry.
Lousy choices on my part. I'm sorry.
Not your fault. Side Splitting Production, which is not run by Stupid. Run by a very nice man.
It says that on
who occasionally
the
offers gigs to a real moron.
Well, Carucci doesn't have to take him. Kidding.
Really?
I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, backpedal Stupid.
Yeah. No, I like Rich. Rich, great guy.
He is. He wasn't who I was talking about.
I know. We know.
You want us for professional entertainment and funny people, so Joe probably won't be there. Go to sidesplittingproductions.com, sidesplittingproductions.com. Call us 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. Anybody have anything going on?
Yes, this Friday and Saturday I'll be at the Comedy Works in Bristol, Pennsylvania for the Valentine's Day show, which will be about l'amour and romance.
Did you say Valentine's?
Valentine's.
Oh, okay.
Valentine's
I thought you said
Day.
Valentine's.
Valentine's.
I thought you were six.
He might have slipped and said it.
What? So,
he might have slipped and said that.
He wrote it that way, probably.
Anyway, I will be there. 215-741-1661 for reservations Friday and Saturday.
Comedy Works, Bristol, PA. Go see Joe. He'll make you feel good about your relationship.
That's right.
Johnny and the Alimonies are going to be playing on Saturday night, the 13th, at Valley Cottage. It's Pie Man on Route 303 in Valley Cottage, New York. Go and see the Alimonies play, and go see Mr. Helix. I unfortunately will not be there.
What are you doing?
I'm going out away for the weekend with my girlfriends.
Ooh. What a lovely way to spend Valentine's Day.
You know what? President's Weekend, Valentine's Day falls on there all the time, and it's like, Mr. Helix is very understanding.
Yeah, I don't want to be with you. Anyway.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just got one more quick plug. Good cause. Mr. Beery's on Sunday in Bethpage for the Cystic Fibrosis Fundraiser. I'm going to be there with Johnny Race and our new little side project, Sexy Susan. We have a guitar prodigy, 14-year-old kid playing
side
guitar.
Side project. Like Race Odyssey is just so busy and has so many gigs on the calendar.
Yeah, because we're rebuilding the band, so this is a side project. So
you guys are the Clinton of Long Island.
No. Yes, we actually sound good. But... But we have a 14-year-old kid playing guitar who's unbelievable. A 16-year-old kid on drums, or old drummer, and it's going to be a really good show. And we got the rest of the bands. Come on down, it's for a great cause. Mr. Beery's Bethpage on Sunday.
Who's on 14. Lead vocals?
Lead vocals, we have Corey. Really, and a really good singer.
Yeah?
Really good singer. We just brought him in.
We had to import him. Yes. No, he came from Staten Island.
Yes.
We just brought him on.
No, they got him from the Philippines, like that guy that filled in for on Journey.
Can you imagine? You put your dream out there to get hired by a band and Joe Curry calls you up. Can you imagine?
Worst things could happen to a person, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'll get him a gig with Walk, it'll be fine. Another one that leaves Joe in the dust. Oh, Friday, February 12th, live comedy in Oak Ridge, New Jersey at Casa Bianca, starring Uncle Floyd. For tickets, call 973-697-9704, 973-697-9704. Saturday, February 13th, I got a bunch of gays, but this one's the one I'm going to mention here. I'll be in Hackettstown, New Jersey. Hackett, huddle, huddle, save it, Joe. For tickets and info, go to lowhudcomedy.com, lowhudcomedy.com. Next week, Officer Daugherty of the Bergenfield Police Department going to tell us about some of the successes they've had busting scammers and some other interesting stuff. Can't wait to have him in here. 2 weeks, think I got something pretty good planned for you guys, too. We got some really cool stuff. Fun show tonight.
Yeah.
Fun
yes.
show tonight. Thank you guys for hanging out. Happy Valentine's Day. We hope
yes.
Your Valentine's Day did not have any love fails, but if they do, we would appreciate you make the news so we can use the story next year.
Or at least write in and tell us all the details.
Keep your VJs and your nuts safe. That's really the message.
I actually wrote that in the chat.
Great. I'm thinking like Helix. God, do I stink.
It's like protect your
You
genitals.
Have either raised your game or I've dropped mine. I'll let the people decide. I don't know.
I told them to protect their genitals from their ex-lovers this week.
Great wisdom. All right. Anyway, if you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.